Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Some great opportunities this summer coming up for students who may be considering vocation service in the church as a pastor or deaconess, other vocations in the church. We're going to talk about that with our friends at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Concordia Seminary in St. Louis about these opportunities. Hope you can join us for the conversation, learn all the details about the events, who might attend, and what they learn in these programs as well. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them on our website at kfuo.org. CUW is located in the sponsor section. You can find their logo there. Joining me by phone today, the Reverend Matthew Wheatfelt. He's an admission counselor at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Wheatfelt, welcome.
Thank you very much, Andy. Good to be with you.
Glad to have you as our guest today. Looking forward to learning more about the programs at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, especially the programs coming up this summer for our young folks. And also joining us by phone, Kyle Brown, a student finishing up second year at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Andy.
Glad to have some time to hear your perspective today on Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy, the programs at Concordia Theological Seminary. Let's talk, Pastor Wheatfelt, let's talk a little bit about Concordia Theological Seminary and your work there as an admission counselor. Who are you working to, who might, working with, to who might be prospective future students at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Yeah, so we're continuing to work with all men and women who are interested in potential church work vocations, either as pastors or as diaconal servants, as deaconesses here within our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So we're really looking for anyone, young and old alike, first career guys leaving straight from college, second career guys having done some time out in the field and having some life experience within them as well. We're also, more specifically towards our Christ Academy, our high school academy this summer, looking for a high school for the Christ Academy side, looking for high school men for this 2-week-long camp. So it is for men, boys who have just finished confirmation with their 8th grade year, all the way through guys heading off to college in the fall. And on the girls' side of things, same ages, and it's still just the 1-week-long Phoebe camp, though, from June 19th through June 25th. The guys' side, the Christ Academy side, is either a 1-week-long, a 1-week or 2-week-long deal. The first of the weeks is June 19th through June 25th. The second week is June 26th through July 2nd. You can stay, though, our tradition has been for the whole 2-week-long experience from June 29th through July 2nd as well. So we're very excited to begin this new round of academies, both Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy this summer. Very, very excited.
Kyle, when did you first start thinking about studying to become a pastor?
That's a great question. That was probably my senior year of high school. I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do. And I had a friend that was interested in coming to seminary. He told me a little bit about it, and I decided to look more into it myself. I didn't know about Christ Academy at that time. That certainly would have been helpful, though. And so throughout college, I came to the college Christ Academy for them.
So you started thinking about it really as in those formative years and the time that you had to prepare for it. As you found out about Christ Academy later on, those college years, what did you study as an undergraduate?
So my degree was in German.
And so when you came to Concordia Theological Seminary, what were some of the questions you had as you were preparing for your study and formation to become a pastor?
Yeah, I really have to say that Christ Academy College did help me a lot in understanding more about the seminary, how the seminary works, what I'll be studying. I got to take classes with professors that actually do teach here at the seminary. So I got it was really a taste of the seminary before being at seminary, which was really helpful. I honestly did not have a lot of questions going into seminary just because of that. And that event is actually only over a weekend. And so this Christ Academy High School event and then Phoebe Academy for the women, you know, a full 1 week or 2 weeks, depending on which program you go with, is incredibly helpful, especially for these guys who are maybe just considering it just now in high school.
Pastor Wheatfeld, tell us a little bit about what happens in Christ Academy, and we'll talk about Phoebe Academy as well, but what are some of the things that that happen in Christ Academy for these young men?
Yeah, so for these young men, we're very excited to bring them onto campus in order that they may first become part of our community here at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. That in and of itself is one of the great blessings that we can offer, and with this 1 or 2 week long experience. They will be receiving instruction from our professors as well as some guest professors and pastors from the community and from the church at large in classroom settings. They'll also be participating with us in worship, participating in our worship by singing in choir with our wonderful church musicians that we have here at Concordia Theological Seminary. They'll be involved in different fellowship opportunities as well as different fun trips, such as a trip to a water park that we'll be able to take the guys to over that first weekend that they're with us. We also are going to be touring the city of Fort Wayne so the guys get to know what Fort Wayne is all about and what are the wonderful opportunities that Fort Wayne as a city offers to our guys. And we'll also, my favorite part, since I'm a baseball fan, we'll also be able to go watch our wonderful Fort Wayne Tin Caps minor league baseball in downtown Fort Wayne and experience good old American style baseball that we're very proud of our local team here. So that's the 2 weeks in a nutshell. Lots of learning, lots of fellowship. Our goal is to get our boys to work hard in the classroom and in different service opportunities that they will have so that then they can also go out and play hard as well.
How would you describe the theological education that happens during Christ Academy?
Yeah, so they're incorporated into the formation process that we also have here at Concordia Theological Seminary for our seminarians. On the other side of things, though, is that we will, for a week, 1 week at a time, they will be going to different classes with different professors focused on different topics, biblical, doctrinal, and practical, to and including talking about Lutheran worship and hymnody as well. So they will be incorporated. They'll get what the seminary experience is in the classroom, but in little bits and pieces throughout the 2 week experience. We're also blessed to be able to have the Concordia University system as a part of this, that they can look into the potential of going to one of our wonderful Concordia University system colleges. And so there is a time when we invite the pre-seminary directors or representatives from the Concordia University system schools to come in to talk to the gentlemen about their school, and even more so to teach them what they are going to be learning at that particular school, as well as then a college fair, so to speak, so that they can get even more information about particular schools that they might be interested in. So it's a wonderful partnership that we're able to have with the Concordia University system schools in that regard, so that they can prepare themselves through pre-seminary education or at least liberal arts education at one of our wonderful Concordia University schools. So the whole package is wonderful theological education, Christ-centered learning through Bible and through hymnal and catechism as well, using those as the chief textbooks, as they really are the core for for what we as Lutheran Christians are given as being faithful to that.
Tell me a little bit about Phoebe Academy. Who might be interested in Phoebe Academy?
Yeah, so Phoebe Academy is an introduction for young women who might be interested in, first and foremost, seeking additional learning about service within the church, as well as knowledge about the faith. Primarily, what we aim for is to bring women onto our campus, young ladies onto our campus, so that we can teach them what it means to be a deaconess. It is a growing church work vocation within our church, and it's wonderful to be able to give a little bit of a taste for young ladies in the church who might be considering church work vocations. If they've grown up in a Lutheran church with a school, they've already had bits and tastes potentially of what Lutheran school teachers do, potentially what DCEs do within the church. But this is also then, as our seminary is geared towards training men for the pastoral ministry and women for diaconal service, we give them a taste of what it means to be a deaconess within the church, that historic vocation that gets its start in the New Testament and really has its roots in the early church, so that women may assist within the church work vocations and really calling people to faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it's geared towards young women who seek, again, more learning about theology and what it means to be a deaconess, the office of deaconess, and who may even be considering serving in other vocations as well, but really want to get a good theological grounding, a good biblical, confessional, liturgical grounding in what it means to be a servant of Christ.
Kyle, how would you describe the experience of having these students, high school students, on campus for Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy?
It's really just fantastic. It was a real joy last year to be a part of these two academies and to see these young men and women really grow and mature over these weeks. It was really astounding to see them gain a deeper appreciation for what it is that we confess here in the LCMS as they consider becoming a pastor or deaconess and teaching the faithful themselves. It was really just a joy to see them all come together to create these friendships, these bonds that, you know, these are men and women from all over the country that come together, especially in an age as radical as ours is, where society is ever moving away from the church. It's astounding to see these young men and women find their center in Christ and be able to keep that and keep in communication across the country with these friendships that they've formed over these weeks.
Pastor Wheatfeld, tell us a little bit about their time on campus. They live on campus, correct, for these programs?
Yes, they live on campus. They'll be staying in our guest dorms, the guys on one side of campus, the ladies on the other side of campus. But they will be interacting with one another through at worship times as well as meal times as well. And we're very excited. They will be able to share within just the blessing that the seminary can offer in regards to their continued education, theologically speaking. So yeah, they will be staying on campus with us. They'll be eating in our cafeteria, so they'll get that wonderful experience. We have a wonderful dining staff giving wonderful meals throughout the day, and they'll be able to really just get a good sense of what it is to be on campus and to continue to learn about Jesus as he is presented through various topics as our professors and other area pastors will do.
What role does worship play in that campus experience?
The worship I would say is the key and center role within their experience here. The worship that is here in our chapel, they will participate in all of our various prayer offices with our four prayer offices that we have throughout the day. So they'll be constantly within the chapel receiving that rhythm that the chapel office, that the chapel offers in its various prayer offices, and also then helping lead worship through singing in our in choir, and they'll be able to, as we have communion services, receive the Lord's body and blood at our at the communion services, and then they'll also be able to really receive God's word as it is presented through law and gospel by the preachers that we have here, both staff, faculty, and our area pastors as well. So the chapel is the center of, as it is the geographical center of our campus, it is the center of our time together here during Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy.
So who may who can sign up, and how do we do that? Who can sign up for Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Well, we have the guys from age 14 through 18, so leaving eighth grade, going into high school, starting high school in the fall. Those who have been confirmed, they are able to sign up for it, and then all the way to exiting high school, leaving high school, graduating high school, and you do that via our website, and that is ctsfw.edu. Go to the admissions. Go to the events page, and then you look for in the events Christ Academy High School, and you are able to download the application there and send that in to us. You can mail it to us through snail mail, fax it, or scan it in and email it to us as well. And the cost for 1 week is $300 for 2 weeks. The two-week experience is $500, and that payment can be brought with the student as their parent drops them off. In regards to Phoebe, same deal. Go to the events page on our ctsfw.edu website, and again, download the application, mail it in, fax it in, scan it into your computer, and email it to us. And we will get you signed up for this wonderful experience. And again, you're more than welcome to bring the payment of $300 for that experience as well when you drop your student off, or you can mail it in with the application as well.
Now, Kyle mentioned the opportunity for college students as well. There's a Christ Academy for college students as well, correct?
That is correct. That will be coming up this fall. I believe the dates are October 20th through 23rd of this fall. So when our college students get back into the swing of things with their academic year, so around the time of a fall break, perhaps, we invite college students onto our campus. That experience, again, you can go to our events page and look for Christ Academy College to sign up for that, or Phoebe Academy College to sign up for that. That experience is free.
Well, very good. All available on the website, CTSFW. You can find the high school events in the events section and register for that and get that registration in. When do we need to have registration turned in?
We prefer sooner than later, so
sure.
Within the next couple of weeks. As the academy starts on the 19th, if we could get all applications in by June 6th, that would be greatly appreciated on our side. But we'll continue to let people in even if they get in past that. We want as many people as possible to experience this.
What role do you think that plays in shaping the decisions of young people about their future vocations as they consider these opportunities? Yes, some may consider to go on to seminary, to pastoral formation or deaconess formation. Some, it might affect their decisions about future vocations in other ways.
Exactly. And that's our goal. It's to really give a taste of what the seminary offers to continue to train and to educate our students in theology and in what the Lord calls them to do. The Lord calls us all into service in various means and various ways, whether that be the office of pastor or deaconess, or whether that just simply be as a faithful layman or woman within the congregation, taking care of what the Lord has given to you within family and within your church community as well. Our goal is to simply just to give a taste and in order to educate as to what godly vocation is all about and how we can best help our students who are coming for the academy to really give them an idea of what is all involved in this formation process.
Kyle, what do you look forward to about Christ Academy, Phoebe Academy coming up this summer?
Honestly, I look forward to meeting with the guys and the gals that will be on campus, getting to know them, and seeing how much of an impact these academies have on them and their decision to whether they come to seminary or whether they don't. And just seeing them really, really grow and learn about the faith.
Well, registration rolling along. It's time to register for Christ Academy, Phoebe Academy, and Pastor Wheatfeldt, I gather you'll be out traveling a little bit this year as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will be out about especially this summer, pastoring youth gathering for 3 years, myself, Reverend John Dreyer, the Education Department Director, and
It sounds like we've lost you on the phone there. We can hear you a little bit, but it's real faint there, Pastor Wheatfeldt.
Sorry, Andy.
That's okay.
Can you hear me better?
Absolutely.
Now? Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I will definitely be on the road this summer at the National Youth Gathering, so I invite the listeners, if they're coming down to New Orleans with us, come visit us over at our table. We'll be bringing Reverend John Dreyer with us, as well as our deaconess, Gina Teeples. So we'll be able to have more conversation about Concordia Theological Seminary and really about the church work vocation programs that we offer there. And we'll also, our department will be out and about on the road visiting the other conferences, the Higher Things conferences, and being up at Synodical Convention as well. So we look forward to chatting with as many of your listeners as possible and seeing what how the Lord chooses to use them and how we can assist in his using of you.
If listeners have questions about Concordia Theological Seminary, particularly the programs that we mentioned today, Christ Academy, Phoebe Academy, or admissions to Concordia Theological Seminary, what's the best way to get in touch with our friends there?
Yep. You can email us at admission, no S, just admission at ctsfw.edu, or you can call us at 800-481-2155. And specifically, you can also contact me. I'm the on-campus recruitment officer, the admissions officer. My email is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W dot Wheatfeldt, W-I-E-T-F-E-L-D-T at ctsfw.edu. So you can reach out to us. Where our contact info is also on our website, and we'd love to be able to chat with you. And when we have counselors out to visit particular areas, we'd love to visit with you as well. And even more so, to bring as many of our listeners, your listeners, Andy, onto our campus as possible. If you haven't been to Fort Wayne, it's quite the experience. To view our beautiful Saarinen campus and to experience the community that we have here at Fort Wayne.
The Reverend Matthew Wheatfeldt, Admission Counselor, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. Pastor Wheatfeldt, thanks for being our guest today.
Hey, my pleasure, Andy. Thanks for having me.
And Kyle Brown, student, finishing up second year at Concordia Theological Seminary. Kyle, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head back to St. Louis, visit with our friends at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, talk about upcoming programs for youth there this summer. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Peoria University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
I never thought I'd see this happen. Hardcore pro-abortion leaders are calling for a notorious abortion mill to be permanently closed. Abortionist Stephen Brigham has a horrifying decades-long record of hurting women in his filthy mills. The Virginia Health Department temporarily closed one of his 14 mills due to a 52-page report. Most of the details are too horrible to describe here, but in one case, a woman was rushed to the hospital because they didn't have sutures to close a wound. The pro-abortion activist claimed it was an isolated case of abortionist gone rogue. That is far from the truth. If the public knew the conditions in so-called safe and legal abortion mills, they'd call for their closures too. In today's world, legal abortion means unsafe back alley abortion.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
When the Apostle Paul says that a pastor must be above reproach, does he mean before God or men? And what does the qualification husband of one wife mean? Tuesday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on the qualifications of a pastor with Dr. Thomas Winger, author of the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
You used to change my diapers.
Take care of me 24 hours a day.
Send me to school.
Mom.
Dad, I need you.
There's all these things I'm feeling that I've never felt before.
I need to know about having a boyfriend.
I need you to set limits.
I need you to tell me where you stand.
Help me make the right choices.
Mom, Dad, talk with me. You always say I can talk to you about anything.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
In 1924, we embraced the new technology of that day. Radio. Since that day, we've stayed on the cutting edge of technology. There are many easy ways to listen to Worldwide KFUO. On the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the gospel of Christ in both word and song. Now that's why you should listen. The where and the how, well, that's up to you. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Are you willing to share your talents while learning new skills and enjoying fellowship? The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is looking for volunteers who can help us share the love of Christ by offering their time and talents at the International Center. For more information, contact Maureen at Volunteer Connection 314-996-1629. 314-996-1629.
Do you enjoy using good old snail mail? Writing a letter, a postcard, or using a typewriter to do the same? Why not send Worldwide KFUO your letter today? Our street address is Worldwide KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. And just a click away, 24 hours a day, you can find our contacts page at kfuo.org.
You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about exciting, fun, and educational experiences for young people this summer at our seminaries. Today, joining me in studio, the Reverend Bill Reedy, Director of Ministerial Recruitment and Admissions at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Pastor Reedy, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Good to have you in studio. Thanks for making the trek across town here to spend some time in studio. I know in the past we used to be on campus at Concordia Seminary, now across town. It was a long drive, especially for New Yorkers like you that had to get in a car and drive instead of taking the train. I don't know. You didn't take public transportation over, did you?
No, I did not. I didn't have that many days to get here. So,
Well, glad to have you in studio today. How are things going at Concordia Seminary? It's been busy with commencement just this past weekend, right?
It's always an exciting time because, as many people will say, in the last weeks of a term, at the end of the school year, a lot of people are saying it was great having you here, but our intention was that you would leave. And so part of the life of not just a seminary, but other schools is you always are hoping to have a great turnover of students.
Except for those who come back as faculty and staff.
Or didn't leave.
Right, didn't leave. Yeah, they came back as faculty and staff. They graduated and then came back.
Yep.
Well, a lot going on with commencement and that, but also gearing up for summer, a fun event, an engaging event for young people at Concordia Seminary going on a number of years now. Vocatio. Did I get that right, the
right.
Latin?
Some people say it different ways, and it makes us grin because it's more proof that we should reinstitute having more Latin.
As every time I typed it in my notes, I automatically added the N on the end, vocation.
Yeah.
Every time I typed it, and I had to go back and delete the N, vocatio. So what does this word mean, vocatio?
Well, it's funny because quite often when I describe it to kids in high school or junior high, I often will start it out first as vacation instead of vocation. And it helps them to understand the difference in, when we look at work, sometimes we think of it as very menial, very difficult. And we try to elevate that by calling it a vocation or a calling. And that's fine. It's great to look at specific things, especially within church work. Mm-hmm. But especially in junior high through high school, they're wrestling so much with, what am I going to be when I grow up?
Who am I?
Yeah. Exactly. And they're exploring through their academic and other experiences. But our goal is to help them, first off, to see that through baptism, they are already in a vocation, whether it's as a child or as a student or working at McDonald's or whatever it is they're doing, and then help that to also be a springboard for helping them to consider going into a church vocation.
So this time they come together, how long are they here at Concordia?
6 days. We start on Saturday. This year it's on the 25th, and we go till noon on Thursday, the 30th, and we embrace that time with a number of different things. But the six-day route has helped us with being able to have people there that can get a little bit of time off from work and not take up a good deal of their summer.
So this is in June, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Coming up in just about a month.
1 month, yeah.
1 month. Right around the corner, who might attend Vocatio?
Everybody. Everybody between the ages, if they're entering high school this fall as a freshman or if they're still finishing up their senior year, that's fine. Once they've graduated, we move them into our high school, our college events. But it's for any high school-aged young man or woman who would like to explore their life more richly in terms of vocation, and with certainly an emphasis on church vocations, but also giving them exposure to the Concordias. We have probably 6 out of the 10 Concordias who will be represented. They can realize if they're going into pharmacy, they can go to a place like Concordia, Wisconsin. If they're interested in some of the offerings at Concordia Irvine or Bronxville, this gives them an opportunity here to see that, along with studying for ministry, I could also study in these other vocations at a Christian school, at a Lutheran school, at a place that I can continue to grow in my faith, but also in the career that I'm exploring.
Well, that's great. You give an opportunity to learn about programs that they can do. Even if they're considering, a seminary, they have a program to do before they come to seminary, generally a bachelor's degree, gives them a chance to check with those Concordia universities and colleges before they come to seminary.
Correct.
Learn about those programs, yeah.
part of our week is actually even with people who are in other church careers besides what we offer on campus for pastor or deaconess. And we have a panel of pastors, deaconesses. We have some people even from the past who have been from programs that don't necessarily exist anymore. And they come in and talk about their experience of being an explorer, looking at these different things. But we also have directors of Christian education, Lutheran teachers, so that they can talk about what it was that they were going for. But also some of our students who actually say, I started out as a DCE. I was a teacher. I loved that vocation. But then I also saw some opportunities where God said, you have these gifts. You are able to do this. And perhaps that would be more, or at least possibly better suited in the pastoral ministry.
Absolutely. Serving as a DCE, I appreciate opportunities to share with others about the work that I've gotten to do in the parish as a DCE in a camp setting, and now in here at KFUO, and especially when young people ask me what I do, I say, I have the best job in the world. I get to share God's word with people in a number of ways, and I get to meet people from all over the world, all over our church as well, hear about what they do and learn about them. So it's fun being a DCE in this unique vocation as well. DCEs get to do a lot of fun stuff too. You pastors and deaconesses and teachers get to do fun stuff too, but I don't know. We DCEs get to have a lot of fun.
Well, we said that a lot of times people look at the DCEs as having the most fun, director of Christian entertainment, and but it's a wonderful thing because it also helps us to embrace the fact that some people are so well geared towards using an outgoing personality, where others say, could I be a DCE or a pastor? I'm kind of quiet. Somebody called me an inch or something, and they're trying to understand, can an introvert be in ministry? Because they see some very dynamic and exciting people, and boy, that's one of the things that everybody thinks that we're recruiting mostly extroverts. Most certainly not. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who engage with people in so many different ways. And it's great as for children that are exploring, who am I? What am I as a, as a person? Do these traits fit? And that's one of the gifts that we hope to give them, is to help them to say, yes, I can be A, B, or C with my little nuanced personality.
There are, I know several church workers who might, you know, be described by others as an introvert or describe themselves that way, whether it's a pastor or a DCE or a teacher, and they're great church workers, particularly because, and many would probably describe me as that as well, because introverts tend to be good at one-on-one conversation rather than large group conversation. So they use those gifts in that way and very good at that one-on-one stuff.
Oh, it's true, because I see some of the people on our campus, faculty, staff, colleagues, and I see how the introverts may be one-on-one with somebody, but boy, they're having an intense conversation. And whereas you see some others that are working an entire lunch table, and they seem to command more attention and are more engaged in the just the dynamics of that, more so than somebody who's more quiet. But we also have students that relate better that way. So it's nice to see those pairings happen in a very natural way.
So tell me about the 6 days on campus with Vocatio for those who are, for those high school students who are, well, exploring vocations.
Sure. Every day includes an element of worship, whether it's visiting a local congregation on Sunday or in chapel with the rest of the seminary community or in our own devotions that we schedule for them. Along with worship, we also have times of just plain outright classroom, where professors come and talk to them about vocation, but also talk about it in terms of gifts from God. It's fun because some of the professors would, I'd have to laugh because I'd say, I wonder how they're going to relate to the young people. But they just come in and understand the fact that rejoice and be glad, for you are who you are. And they, having raised their own children and having been around other people, they do a great job of taking the scriptures, the Lutheran confessions, the possibilities for vocations, and weaving that into their presentations that, I have to say, we get very good reviews on that portion of the week. I would think that some of the other elements would say, you know, this is what I came for, but they think, they get to dialogue with these professors, they get to question, and in some ways it's the most engaging part of the week to see them grow, mm-hmm. to have them, I guess there's part of me that I would say I could be a little intimidated talking to a seminary professor, but they're much more, you know, this guy's talking to me about a job or doing this work, and the freshness of that is fantastic.
So they have time for worship, time for study and learning with the professors, some of the professors on campus. What else?
One of the dynamics that is very important to this age group, to a lot of in our culture now, is service. So we have a unique opportunity being so close to Perry County. Every year we go down and they get a little bit of a history lesson. So we're continuing mm-hmm. that education part. But it's different to say that we began in a log cabin versus this is the log cabin where this seminary began, or this is the site where so-and-so met. And they actually have great docents or guides down at the Altenheim and so on that go through these different portions. And the kids are very engaged. They enjoy that. But then we quickly transition in the afternoon to service, which is one of the things that they look forward to so much. We have done incredible manual labor of these high school guys being able to pour concrete, to build a stone walkway. The girls might choose to do that, which many of them do, or they might be involved with some of the other chores, getting the Saxon a memorial prepared for visitors in the summer. Some of it's as boring as painting or sweeping or cleaning up in other areas or doing a mailing. But for an entire afternoon, from the time we have lunch through the early part of the evening, they're working hard. And we make a significant impact by the time we leave. But again, there's very engaging people there because even in retirement, they're showing how they love to work with these young people, teaching them how to pour concrete, how to do these things that help the Saxon Memorial there. And by the end of the day, they're exhausted, they're dirty, and the ride home in the van is blissfully quiet.
Everybody's asleep.
For the most part.
Except for the driver.
Right. The other part, we like to get them engaged in St. Louis to understand that we are a seminary, we are a synod, but we're also here in a community. So we do some things that connect them with our community, everything from maybe even we have come by the International Center before, but we also do an afternoon of absolute fun, and that's to take them to the City Museum.
Oh.
Probably for some of your listeners that have never seen this place, it's imagine a McDonald's playland on steroids. Instead of a multi-tiered funhouse, you have 11 stories. And the kids, especially because they're at an age where they're extremely agile and very full of energy, they take over that museum for an entire day and go from the 11th floor all the way down, generally by way of a slide, and explore and have so much fun. And the dynamic that I appreciate about that, they've served together. They've studied together. They've worshiped together. So the bonds have started to form in other ways, and then to see them play together.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful afternoon where, again, they get plenty mm-hmm. of their energy used up, but it's one of the memorable parts of the week as well.
That is a fun place. It's like it's art that you can climb on.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been to the rooftop?
I've been to, and I'm not one that likes heights.
Yeah.
But they did such a tremendous job of making it safe and selective. There's things I do not do. There's other things I enjoy doing.
Have you
doing.
Done the Ferris wheel on the rooftop?
I have not.
It's an experience. I've done it. It's kind of exhilarating to ride a Ferris wheel on top of a city building in St. Louis. And I mean, you're up high. You can see all over the city. It's a lot of fun. A fun place to go. And that is a very St. Louis thing to do for our students to get to experience during Vocatio. There's a lot of neat stuff there. Well, that's sounds like a fun week, but also a very engaging week in which they get to learn a lot, too, with all the history that they learned down at Saxon Lutheran Memorial and serving there as well in the classrooms with the professors in chapel on campus and learning about vocation and the many opportunities that lie before them. Sounds like a fun week.
Yeah, and also the dynamic is that we have students who are there this summer who at one time were students mm-hmm. at Vocatio. So they can see that just a few years from now, I could be in that same spot as somebody who is my leader and spending time with me this week. So it's not hard for them to make that leap. Mm-hmm. They look at us that are older, and they might not see that connection. But when they realize that 4 years ago, these are the same, they're the same age, that's the connection. When they realize it's time to start planning.
Is that about the time that Summer Greek is going on?
It is. So we try to keep them away from our summer Greek students that look like deer in headlights, which is actually changing as well with our new curriculum. It'll be a little less intense, but more of a maintenance of an effort. So with those changes, it'll be interesting to see. So we don't have so many weary people that you say, he must be doing Greek.
It's intense. I remember taking Greek as an undergrad and could not imagine trying to do that in one summer.
Right.
It's intense.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a good reflection, too, because we eat all of our meals together. For us to help them process the fact that the guys over there that are laughing and enjoying each other's company and talking about a language that seems so bizarre, we also can help them to see that, hey, I'm having a great time with my friends here. Seminary can actually be fun. It can be engaging. And just as their servant event requires working together for a mm-hmm. common goal, working together and supporting one another, we can help them see that in the academic world as well, that these students who may be in their 50s, maybe in their 20s, are all working together for a common goal.
That there's a sense of fellowship and community mm-hmm. As you work together in this.
Very much so. And that's what brings there's usually a lot of laughter and fun at lunchtime, no matter if it's summer, winter, or fall. It's a great time to mm-hmm. be at in community over lunch. It's a time when the whole community comes together. And that's a good thing for them to see, because sometimes they've not been around a diverse group of people in the Lutheran church. They know their church. But now they get a chance to see people who are preparing for vocations as well as those who already have prepared.
When do they get to, what part of the program do they learn about the Concordia universities?
They do that right up front. They arrive on Saturday, and then on Sunday night after some other experiences in the city, then that's when they have a whole evening. And each university kind of gives their opening remarks mm-hmm. and gives an overview. And then especially the juniors and seniors are absolutely going from table to table, because rather than driving from Concordia, New York to Concordia, Irvine, California, yeah. they can just walk around a room and mm-hmm. hit all these places. And of course, you know, there's usually freebies. So, but it's great, because if they found out, hey, I can play football here, I can study whatever major here, I can get my pre-seminary education here, that's a fantastic thing for them to be able to say, I'm looking at being a DCE, but I'm also thinking about being a pastor. Do you offer the DCE program? And they can put that into their mm-hmm. thought process as they determine which school they're going to go to.
Aside from rooftop Ferris wheels, what's your favorite part of Vocatio?
Probably, and somebody would say, well, seeing them take off with their parents once again. Actually, it's not. Probably one of my favorite nights is after we've done the work at the Saxon Memorial, and we have some just time around a literal campfire and a chance to, as we do every day, we share what I call thorns and roses. So what were the parts of the day that were difficult for you, or you just didn't enjoy, or were challenges that were not going well for you, as well as what today happened that was very important to you, very special, very beautiful? And those moments, to actually hear them articulate what it was that happened that day, that factors very much into our evaluations and our planning for each year, because when we hear the outcomes at the end of the day, that's tremendous, because you realize that some insignificant, or what appeared to be an insignificant event during the day, ended up being a touch point for them. It might have been with talking to the professor after a class where they asked what they thought was a silly question, and they got an answer and were just wowed by that. So those are the moments that give us the most energy.
Tell me about the students stay on campus. Is that correct?
And the beautiful Concordia Hilton, better known as Loeber Hall Dormitory. So there, it's communal living.
I've stayed there before.
Yeah.
So they live on campus. They experience a campus life and a little bit of St. Louis, a little bit of our history in Perry County. All of these things in 1 week. Who helps throughout the week? Obviously, you're involved, and you mentioned some of the professors are involved. Who helps keep things running with Vocatio throughout the week?
Along with our full-time admissions staff, we also have student workers who are themselves deaconess and seminarians who are studying for pastoral ministry. They're a part of the recreation periods. They're part of the supervision in the evening. They're part of all that. But a number of the Concordia representatives stay the entire week. So, which I say, what a wonderful thing when you can be recruited for a solid week. But it's a nice thing that they can spend more time with each of those types of people. But it's mostly the seminarians, the full-time staff, and the reps from the Concordia University system.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a fun week. How do we register for this event? How do we find out more if we want to, if you know, our students or the students are listening today and want to sign up?
Yeah, all of our events are at www.csl for Concordia St. Louis.edu. And there's a tab for Visit Us. And that's for Vocatio. There's another event for families this summer called Next Steps. There's events for high school students. So if you go to our website, csl.edu, you can click on Visit Us and see all the different ways and reasons you can come to visit.
You mentioned a couple of other things coming up this summer, or obviously Vocatio for high school students. Other events that are coming up that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. One that I love is Next Steps. It's completely geared towards families with children who can say again and again how difficult they think it's going to be to make this transition. We invite them to come and spend a weekend with us, and they get to interact with all the families on our campus to see what is it like for your children to go through this process. What are the schools like? What are the opportunities for a wife who's coming along mm-hmm. with her husband to the seminary? And a lot of wonderful friendships begin right there as they realize they're not doing this alone. There's wonderful men and women who have gone before them, and they're still smiling. They're still married. They're still happy. And
the kids are still doing well.
The kids don't. Oh, it's the minute they come, it's almost like, where did my children go? They're already engaged in the absolute availability of having on-campus housing. Is just tremendous, because right outside your door, there's so many things to do and to play, and it's safe and clean. And so the kids get engaged very early on.
So that's a great opportunity for families. Just about 20 seconds left. I know you have more events coming up this year. Any others that you wanted to highlight real quickly?
Oh, to go to the website, we have events for anybody that's high school, graduates of high school or older, and they're always free, and they're always engaging so that people can continue to explore vocation.
Very good. CSL.edu. Look for the Visit Us tab there, and you can click on that and find out about those upcoming events. The Reverend Bill Reedy, Director of Ministerial Recruitment and Admissions, Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Pastor Reedy.
Always great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.